You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Michigan's 80th State House District includes most of Allegan County. It is an open seat this year because the current representative, Bob Janetsky, is prevented by term limits from running for re-election. Four Republicans are seeking their party's nomination in the 80th District, including Mary Whiteford, who joins us now. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Gordon.
Tell the audience a little bit about yourself and why you're running for State House.
Okay. Well, I used to work as a pediatric emergency room nurse in an inner city. I did that for about 15 years, and then my husband and I started a tax and financial business, which we've had for 17 years now. So when I stopped working about 12 years ago to raise my three children, I got really involved in the business and then got really involved in local schools and local government, helping with anything from putting up water towers and curbs to buying police cars. So I was on a committee that oversaw that. So with all my experience, I really feel like I could be a good voice for the people of Allegan County.
So Michigan has a lot of roads that need to be fixed. The legislature adjourned for their summer break without reaching an agreement on how to fund that. If you were in the legislature, what sort of solutions would you be advocating for to address Michigan's infrastructure?
Well, it's really tough as I live in a really rural district. Most people here live on low fixed incomes. So adding to the gas tax is incredibly burdened. They might not be able to eat. So to start with, I think all of the gas tax needs to be a user fee. And then pull out the rest of that, which a lot is education. But pull out the rest and address education as we should. But the bottom line, we have to support our roads. We have to have enough money going into them. So it's a hard decision that's going to have to be made. But I know I need to listen to the people in my district, but also be willing to make a tough decision in order to finance the roads.
Could a tough decision include some sort of a tax increase or perhaps an increase in vehicle registration fees?
I like the fact I listened to some legislators recently, and they did have a plan out there that made it a percentage sales tax on fuel. And then there were some other combinations in there to raise another $500 million. That would not be as burdensome to our low fixed income people, and I would really be interested to hear more about that proposal.
You mentioned earlier your experience as a pediatric nurse, and on your website, you say you want a more patient-oriented approach to healthcare. Can you give us some specifics of what that would mean?
Yeah, it's patient-centered. So what that means is if I go to my doctor makes a decision for me. Right now, insurance companies make a lot of decisions and put a lot of limitations on people's care. I think the more that you add people into decision-making, the more it costs. So if we just have care between a patient and their doctor, it's going to limit a lot of people getting their hands into the pot. I don't know how I'm personally going to make a change to what's been happening in healthcare, but I always want to bring that thought, that viewpoint, that the more the government gets involved in making decisions, the more healthcare actually costs. And my one scenario I say is, 100 years ago, if I took one healthcare dollar, I could buy $1. I'm sorry, if I took one of my dollars, I could buy $1 in healthcare. Right now, 30% of that dollar goes to insurance companies. And who else is pulling out from that dollar that keeps us between our care? So I really want to always bring that thought process into this. We can't fix things by overregulating and adding more government.
Now, you are against the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, or you say it's the wrong approach. Would you have supported expanding Medicaid if you had been in the state legislature at that time when that decision was being made?
Now, I do appreciate the fact I've listened to a lot of the proposals. I've listened to a lot of people, pro and con. It comes down to a line item at the bottom that said that the state, if we don't get federal money, which is our money, I mean, federal money is taxpayer money. If the taxpayer money does not come back to our state, that they're not going to have that Medicaid expansion. I appreciate that. The other thing that I've been listening to is mental health. Right now, mental health workers are telling me that so many more people are getting cared for now because they have coverage. So another hard decision, but it comes down to it's not just black and white. You get down into the nitty-gritty details and make sure that there's constraints in there that are going to protect Michigan taxpayers. And that's really important
Okay, so
as a legislator to do.
So based on what you know of the Healthy Michigan plan, would you have voted for it at the time?
Yes. Yes. Getting down to that the details in that our taxpayer money is coming back into our state to cover this, and there's so many low fixed income, low income people who are getting care that they never got before.
We have about 30 seconds.
Is that Obamacare? I don't think that's Obamacare.
We have about 30 seconds left. Can you tell me what you think the proper role for government is in education?
In education, it's really, really important that I don't think the federal government should have anything to do with education. I think they need to give us our taxpayer money back to do what we need to do with it. So I don't believe in a top-down approach. I believe in empowering our teachers, our local managers. Our community has a voice in education, and that's with our school boards. That's who we need to empower. We need to keep education local.
Mary Whiteford, thank you very much for your time.
Yes, thank you, Gordon.
Mary Whiteford is one of four Republicans seeking her party's nomination in the 80th State House District, which includes most of Allegan County.